Hallelujah and amen. And this morning, we're starting a new series. And the new series is called DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion in Unity. And so I'm going to read our scripture. It's coming from 1 Corinthians. If you'd like to read along with me, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12 through 14. Hear ye the word of the Lord. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greek, whether slaves or free, and all have been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. Somebody say one member, but many. Not one member, but many. And this morning, we're going to also look at Genesis 1:26. And that says, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Somebody say, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Again, this is the word of the Lord for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. And who are we? Do we know who we are yet? Please repeat after me. This is who we are. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ, having a human experience. Do y'all feel that? Have y'all been feeling more spiritual, or have y'all been feeling more human? Some days, boy, some days, isn't it just a joy to remind yourself, I am a spiritual being, Jesus. And like I said, our thought for today is about DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion and unity. And we're going to be talking about diversity this morning from a different perspective, from the different perspectives that are available to us. And as you know, we're in the beginning of our Black History Month, so we are looking forward to hearing all the different ways Alpheus and Josh and we pull all of this together to show what diversity and House of Judah looks like, especially when it comes down to the word. Amen. So to begin with, diversity is a state of being diverse. It means variety. It's the practice or the quality of including or involving people from a range of different social and ethnic backgrounds, different genders. We rarely hear sexual orientation very much in the church, but it's a part of our being, isn't it? And it's strongly, generally when we think about diversity, is strongly associated with terms of racism or racial diversity. However, for our intents and purposes, we're going to talk about how this is just one dimension of our humanity or the human reality. How many of you know you're more than your humanity? Amen. Now, there's another form of diversity I wasn't familiar with, and it's called biodiversity. Biodiversity can be applied and reflected in all things, in every single solitary organism on the earth. And scientists are the ones that call it biodiversity. So biodiversity is the diversity that we see in the land, if you will, in the flora, in the fauna, in the trees, in the flowers, in the animals. So biodiversity has more to do with the animal plant kingdom. And as Genesis said, it has to do with the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, life over all the earth, and everything that creeps I don't always think about the different kind of bugs. Sometimes we do, but you know, there's, when we think about diversity, God really got really creative. Thank you. I was gonna say jiggy, but thank you. He really got creative. Have you ever thought about how many types of trees there are? Just right around here in Pendleton, Clemson, Seneca area. But can you imagine all the different trees all over the world? Samoa, Hawaii, Alaska, Czechoslovakia. I mean, when we start thinking about the expanse of diversity that God has created, it gives us a broader way of looking at, well, what diversity really is. Amen. So when, y'all know I like acronyms, and I cannot take credit for this one, but the acronym that I found for diversity is different individuals valuing each other regardless of skin, intellect, talent, or years. I like years, because so very often we forget about the small children as well as the elders in our community. We don't always see the people once we get past our, say, 75 and 80s. It's almost like they're not really a part of this diverse community of humanity. They're just kind of forgotten. But repeat after me again. Different individuals valuing each other regardless of skin, intellect, talent, or years. That is very important, because we're told in 1 Corinthians 12, and it says, just think about this. For as the body is one, and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. So that's like all of humanity, whether you're in the Punjab or the Philippines, wherever, we are all many, but are one in Christ. Somebody say one in Christ. For in fact, the body is not just one member, but many. And what is our context? What context am I going to look at today for honoring diversity? And I'm going to try and keep it simple and just give us a lot of different things to think about. But one of them is life complexities. When we think about how can we honor diversity, we have to consider, what is the context? Is it corporate? Diversity means a different thing in the corporate. In education, it means different things in socioeconomical arenas, and especially in our racial climate. It's always been there. But one thing that is, I would say, the key for the complexes or the context that we are looking at, very often it has to do with comparison, competition, or condemnation. So when we think about the differences, think about it. How do we usually look at the difference? What do we usually do? Compare? That person's taller than me. That person's shorter than me. That person has more money than me. That person is more beautiful. Whatever, more spiritual, more faithful. We're making comparisons, which can conflicts and can cause our appreciation for the diverseness of us to get a little difficult. Competition. Clemson fans, Carolina fans, Dallas Cowboys, Pittsburgh Steelers, competition. It's as though diversity has come to mean, We got to compare each other. I'm better than you. My team is better than yours. It's almost always comparison. And then we have to remember that one thing which Jesus said he did not come to do, which is condemn. Can we just let Carolina win some that time and not condemn our defensive line? I mean, can we just let things be without finding Brother Jerry? We're talking about diversity. I love that look. But y'all, repeat after me. We're spiritual beings having a human experience, even in sports. Y'all, what we gonna do when we get to heaven? Wonder if they got a great big old football field, baseball, basketball. I just been wondering, I have finally learned it was hard. There's no competition in divine love. So what? We've got angels in the outfield over here. Angels in the outfield. I mean, you know, whenever we think, some people say, can you be too spiritual? But can you be too spiritual? If we are looking beyond competition, comparison, condemnation. I can't even bounce a basketball, Jesus. And then, since we're honoring diversity, but especially for Black History Month, we have to look at this thing too. Diversity is more than 1 month a year. It's more than 1 month a year. So how do we, friends from the tribe of House of Judah, how do we make this connection? How do we make the kingdom connection for all, wherever we are, having a diversity conversation? We have the first three, very worldly. Comparison, competition, condemnation. If we're going to bring it into a more spiritual aspect, which is what we have to, and remember, we're in the world, but not of it. So how do we do this? We make the kingdom connection by remembering it's about compassion. Repeat after me, compassion, concern, and caring. If we want to bridge any gap, whether it's corporate, everybody has their own peculiar personalities. If we all have our own fingerprint, we have our own identities, we have so many different experiences. But the way we can bridge, whether it's corporate, socioeconomic, or racial, is with compassion. Ask yourself, do I have compassion? Do I have compassion for that manager that will walk by and act like I am a clothes hanger? Can I have compassion and concern for people that are just flat out nasty just because they got the opportunity to take in a breath? How do we look beyond and remember to whom we belong? Somebody say, what body are you a part of? And then there's caring. It's okay. It's almost like we've been pressured into not having concern and care for each other and groups. I'm not even touching religion. Because, see, I'm finally beginning to learn it really is about spirituality rather than religion and denomination. Because when we start looking at religion and denomination, we may as well look out here in the yard at all the different trees, the roses, the flowers. I wonder how many fish. Somebody took time to try to figure out all the fish. Can y'all imagine? And who said a tomato was really a fruit? So whenever we think about the extreme vastness of our Father and creation, how can we bring this kingdom connection to a real world situation? Repeat after me. We are children of the Most High God. Now, if y'all see a tree bust up in here one Sunday, please take a picture of something so I can see it. Because it's the last, what I'm looking at are humans. Are we people? And the people are as vast as there are trees. I love nature. Y'all know what you ought to try to do one day? Try to count all the blades of grass in your yard. How's that for diversity? How you gonna keep up with them? What if you just decide, I'm just gonna keep up with all the tree, all the leaves on this tree? It's diverse. And God, who took time to not even create another leaf or a blade of grass, we want to get caught with competition. A lily smells really wonderful, but a rose isn't a rose unless it's called by another name. Y'all know what I'm trying to say, but I'm saying it wrong. God is about diversity, but also about unity. And let us not forget, don't let anyone's humanity bully your spirituality. Repeat after me. Don't let anyone's humanity bully your spirituality. What does that mean, y'all? We have to remember which team we on. So if we're going to talk about equity, I've got it divided into two. So I'm going to break down equity, inclusion, and unity. So equity is the quality of being fair and impartial. Boy, can y'all imagine? Now, that's heaven, if you think about it. Heaven is about quality of being fair and impartial on earth as it is in heaven. People say we can't have it, but Jesus said pray for it. So I'm inclined to go with the one who died for me. It's about justice and impartiality. Can we be neutral? Can you be neutral with the Carolina Gamecocks? Can we be open-minded that, of course, a tiger can consume a chicken, but it's not really that big of a deal when we get right down to it? It's a game. Well, we get serious, don't we? Righteousness and uprightness. How can we find these things beyond the comparison? But Galatians 3:28 tells us this. Fans of whatever you choose. There is neither Jew nor Greek, tiger nor chicken. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For we are all what? One in what? One in Christ. The football gonna be the football no matter who catches it, throws it, or fumbles it. We're all one in Christ. John 7:24 says, do not judge according to orange, but judge with righteous judgment. Righteous judgment. It says that for judgment to be fair, it has to be blind. True judgment, righteous judgment. Proverbs 1:3 says, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, we have to have equity. All of these things go together when we look at divine equity. You know, it's amazing. All you have to do is put that one word in front of it. Change the whole scheme of things. Divine, spiritual, holy, how are we calling it? And then we have inclusion. And inclusion is the practice or the policy of providing equal access to opportunities, resources for people who may otherwise be excluded or marginalized, such as those who have physical or intellectual disabilities and members of other minority groups. That's kind of like the worldly definition of inclusion. Somebody say minority group. If we are all one in the body of Christ, how can there be a minority? Whenever I've thought about the, I remember one time in Texas, and we were talking about racial and reconciliation and inclusion. And what does it look like to include everybody? And it occurred to me that sometimes inclusion means exclusion. If I have a community of people that can maybe afford only $10 for something, and everybody's invited and everybody can come, but the tickets are $50 and above, it's included. But who's not included? $50 may not be nothing, anything to one person, but $50 could be groceries for a week for a family. What does it look like? And who came up with the word minority? Of course, we're talking about kingdom, and we want to get it a bit more clear here. And I'm thinking about inclusion in terms of revelation. Revelation, John writes, after this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and people and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, crying out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Not just a particular group, but I believe it says every. Can you imagine every? That is so powerful. Almost brings tears to my eyes because we're so accustomed to blocking off, compartmentalizing. Oh, somebody say, there's no compartmentalization in the kingdom. Divine inclusion looks like this, says Romans 12. Live in harmony with one another. Does that have anything to do with how much I make an hour? Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Somebody says a wise person knows they are unwise. We live in a world and a society that makes us feel like we have to know what's going on. We have to have an answer. You have to have an answer. But a good sister told me that faith is the ability to go forth believing, not knowing what the answer may be. And then we have unity. Unity is a state of being united or joined as a whole. Harmony, accord, collaboration, agreement, consensus. Somebody say agreement. Wouldn't it be nice if we could agree to just see everybody as a child of the Most High God who happens to be? I'm a child of the Most High God who happens to be a parent. I'm a child of the Most High God who happens to be a woman. Wouldn't it be wonderful in terms of diversity across nations that we are children of the Most High God who happen to speak Spanish, speak English, speak whatever. We're still children of the Most High God. I have yet had a tree speak to me. I've listened. And y'all know how my imagination is. Just be running away with me. But divine unity says this. I know, Miss Loretta, I'm a tree hugger. I am that person that will go. I have a special tree in the yard that I go and hug. That tree ever hug me back. Dun, 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 dun. Y'all know I'm going to be probably raptured up or something. I'm going to freak all the way out. But I'm going to try to come and tell y'all about it first. Before I leave here, do y'all know the tree in the yard hug me? Then y'all gonna be like, Katie, we told you you needed some real medication. Advil, my eye. But divine unity means that we that to make our joy, this is what Paul is saying, but we can say Jesus is saying this. Make my joy complete by being of the same mind. Can you imagine maintaining the same love? United in spirit, intent on one purpose. What Jesus said, the answer to everything, love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Can't hate you if I do that. Really. I might want to, but boy, if I'm going to be united in spirit, intent on one purpose, love, baby. Do nothing from selfish, empty conceit, but with humility of mind, and regard one another as more important than yourself. Ooh, y'all know I love that little part right there. But you know what? It's not hard to regard anybody differently from where you, when you realize you're a child of God, I'm a child of God. Jesus died for you, Jesus died for me. I got to get up, take a bath, act like I got good sense, and pray that I don't embarrass the Lord today. Period. That has nothing to do with whether I like McDonald's or Wendy's better today. That has to do with everything right here. Somebody say kingdom. We see a beautiful picture among the believers in Acts 2. They were adding to the numbers. Can y'all imagine the way it was in Acts? They were coming together one purpose. When the church is unified, we radiate the glory of God into a hurting and pain-filled world. Y'all, look at each other. We all have had some kind of pain. So why do we have to compare the pain? Why do we have to compare the sin? Why do we have to compare those things that separate us rather than those things that unite us? What unites us, United States of America? What unites us? Thessalonians tells us, do not be so shaken in mind or troubled by spirits or word, and let nobody deceive you by any means. How are we going to trick somebody into making us believe we're not children of the Most High God? That right there stops everything in its track. I'm having a bad day, but I'm still a child of the Most High God. You have migraines. I have whatever I have. But guess what? At the same time, we are still children of the Most High God who happened. Repeat that after me. We are children of the Most High God who happened. That's diversity, y'all. That's divine unity. And unity in the Bible means oneness. It means harmony, especially among believers in Christ. And it's based on one truth that cannot be changed. We believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, how are we going to believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit and not? Okay, y'all, repeat after me. Foolish Galatian, who has bewitched you? Who's bewitched us? We're talking about diversity, unity. We're talking about different individuals, different children of the Most High God who are learning to value each other regardless of skin, of intellect, talent, years. I'm a child of the Most High God. You're a child of the Most High God. What if we just went around going, it doesn't matter, you're a child of the Most High God. You know, it just cut through everything for me. He says he uses the simple to confine the wise. Love covers a multitude of sin, doesn't it? Let the love cover these things that cause us to look at each other harshly, condemnationally. Let that same love open our eyes with compassion concern, care. Who waters the grass? Y'all want to see how deep and awesome diversity is in the kingdom? The same frost that was cold and on the ground this morning in June will be dew that we will find pleasure in. The same snow and ice and sleet that we do not want to experience this winter is still going to be the same fog, mist, dew in July whenever we're asking for a breeze. That's diversity. So how do we extend that beyond clothes and skin, humanity? 1 Corinthians says, for as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one. So also is Christ. I think we need to bring Christ into the equation more. Every time we have some kind of conversation, we keep trying to do all of these, you know, great ideas, but we keep leaving out the main thing. We will never, ever bridge the gap if we're trying to bridge it without Christ. I say that confidently and boldly. If we can't love the Lord God with all our heart, soul, and mind, what are we going to be able to do? For by one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greek, slave or free, and all have been made to drink into one Spirit. Did we drink a different spirit, Jesus? Don't let this world's humanity confuse us who are in the kingdom of who we are. Because, in fact, the body is not one member, but many. So if y'all believe we are one in Christ, please stand with me. How do we address diversity? We people. Wouldn't it be funny if we all wake up being something else in the morning? You get to be a chicken. You get to be a bird. You get to be a fish. You get to be, I don't know what. I can't think of anything else. But what if we all just woke up something else other than children of the Most High God? How's that for diversity? Because you know what? Our great creator, Father God, Elder Brother, Holy Spirit, made it real for us. Let us make man in our image. Guess what that means? You are the invisible image of the visible God. Did I say that right, Holy Spirit? You are the visible image of an invisible Father. All of us, when we look in that mirror, if he said and we believe that they created us in their image, I still haven't been hugged back by that tree yet. But God's name is love. And that's the one thing Jesus told us to do. Boy, don't we try not to do it? Love the Lord. Just repeat after me. Love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And remember, you are a spiritual being having a human experience. All right, let us pray. Lord, you know what we need. We need some more of your love. We need these scales to come off our eyes to see who we really are. We are all your children. We are part of your creation that makes this world that you created beautiful. Multifaceted, diverse, harmonious. Help us remember we're your children. We need you and we need each other. Thank you for the differences that that are so visible in creation, help us see and appreciate the differences in this body. Well, just be with us, Lord, and give us a new heart and a new mind to see through eyes that are more spiritual, and strengthen us to let us know we are all your children and we are all in need of love. And we are all in need of compassion, more concern, more caring, less comparison, competition, condemnation. And Lord, you know what each one of our needs are, so we're asking you to meet us right here. Whether we're standing here in this building, we're going to be listening over the internet, however the playback may be received, just help us remember. We are children of the Most High God who happen to be who we are. And we thank you as we move forward in joy and strength and hope in a unified body called the body of Christ. For your name's sake and for your glory, amen.